This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
We're at the point in the election where we're getting a lot of polls about where Wisconsin voters stand. Of course, the polls in 2016 didn't quite match the actual results. For our 2020 election project Swing State, WPR's Laurel White has been looking into political polling this year and why some experts insist we're not in for a repeat of 4 years ago. To start, why do these experts say that we can trust polls more this time around?
So there are a couple big differences now. There was kind of a methodological review and a lot of soul searching after 2016 for pollsters across the country. There were a couple things happening in 2016, sort of culturally, that made it a really unique year. So we've got about 8% undecided voters right now. There was about 7% this time in 2016. In 2016, a large percentage of those undecided voters ended up breaking for President Trump, which is really unusual, according to experts. Normally, in previous years, those undecided voters kind of split halfway down the middle. We shouldn't necessarily expect that to happen again this year. In addition to those undecided voters, there was just a much larger population of people in Wisconsin who said that they were going to support third-party candidates in 2016. It ended up in 2016 that the 12% of people who said at about this time they were going to support a third-party candidate, only about 5% ended up doing so, and a lot of those went to President Trump in the end. So what we're kind of working with now is a smaller number of those third-party voters and those undecided voters combined. And so it just leads to less volatility this time around because there's a smaller chunk of people that might change their mind or might move to a different, you know, major party candidate in the final days or when they go to cast their ballot on election day.
You also found that pollsters are now changing the way they do what's called weighting, essentially the way that they make sure that who's responding to a poll reflects who's actually in the state and could vote during this election. Is that right?
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Really, they just didn't capture the population accurately. You've got to make sure that the number of people you're quoting in your poll is percentage-wise a good reflection of Wisconsin. So in Wisconsin, according to the U.S. Census, we have about 30% of the population has a college degree. People with college degrees tend to be more willing to respond to political polls. And we've learned in recent years and over the past couple decades, actually, that voters with college educations are also more likely to be Democrats. Now, you wouldn't want to have a poll of 60% college-educated people, because those are the people that answered their phones, as a representation of where Wisconsin stands. But we were getting some polls like that in 2016. Now, this year, because more polls are weighting for education, they're taking that demographic makeup into account and kind of changing their numbers and weighting them accordingly, we're getting more accurate looks at what the state of Wisconsin actually looks like, if that makes sense.
And so then what does Wisconsin look like at this point in the election?
The margin, actually, for Joe Biden leading President Trump in Wisconsin right now is roughly the same as we saw for Hillary Clinton in 2016. The latest Marquette poll has him leading by about 5 points. I think it's really crucial for everyone to remember, though, and pollsters and candidates are always very keen to remind folks of this. Polls simply aren't crystal balls. They can't tell the future. They're going to do their best, but there's that age-old adage, right, that the only poll that really matters is on election day or in 2020, the day when absentee ballots get counted and election day. But we do know for sure it's going to be a tight race in Wisconsin.
And one that's closely watched. Thanks so much, Laurel.
Thanks, Brady.